to see whether we can explain any of this. And this is looking at particularly ER positive, excellent prognostic group cancers, and whether they had endocrine therapy. And you can see that the majority of them do, but there's then a fall off down here with a little group down here of very low endocrine therapy for these EPG cancers, and there are six units there with less than 60% of them getting endocrine therapy. Two of them are in East Midlands, one in the Northwest, so very specific units. And is it worth talking about why they're doing this?
And we did discuss this last year at some length, and the question of patient choice again came up, and whether these excellent prognostic groups were all being offered endocrine therapy and then declining it. And there's clearly a wide variation across all units. Mike, I know you feel forcefully about this.
No, I just think in terms of guidelines and follow-up, but it comes back to the old point again, is this real or is it a data collection issue? There needs to be uniformity. If we want to get good outcomes from breast cancer management, the role of adjuvant therapy is absolutely vital. And it is a huge issue based on these data.
The answer to that is that some of it's a data issue, but some of it's a real difference, as I've said, in terms of the patient being offered the treatment and supposedly declining it. That's been the responses that we've had back. Ian?
Chosen the group that are most likely to have a debate about whether they have endocrine therapy or not. Are those same units also not doing it for the worse prognostic groups? Because that would give us an indication of whether people are, whether it's patient choice or offering or data.
Certainly, previous discussions have been that those units do not think that the risk benefit is such that you should offer the endocrine therapy to these EPG cancers. That's the discussion we've had here before, certainly.
Yeah, but if it's a data recording issue, then you...
No, so they would be offering it. I mean, the debates we've had before is that they do offer it.
The suggestion, Ian, is that they know more than the rest of us.
One more question.
It's not a question, it's a comment, because I'm from the East Midlands, and it's more likely, I mean, I don't know which of the two units, but I thought there would be more than two units in the East Midlands that give less hormonal
treatment. These are the very low ones.
For that group. But the reason for that is, just to explain a little bit better what has been said, is that it's not that the treatment is not being offered. The treatment is being offered with the information that in the excellent prognostic group, tamoxifen will not improve their survival, or there is no statistically significant benefit or high benefit in survival, but it will improve their local recurrence rate. And then women choose if they want to take it or not. And some of them may actually take it, and if they have side effects, they are allowed to stop again, given the same information. So that's what it is about. It's not that it's not being offered.
Okay, thank you. Shall we move on?